ABC Radio Australia.
Imagine now a world of Pacifica people in space. Pacifica futurism is a genre of science fiction being pioneered by Gina Cole, a queer Fijian New Zealand lawyer turned author. Gina's latest novel, Naviro, features Pacifica characters and explores the role of traditional knowledge and a culture in a futuristic world. Gina says that science fiction gives her an opportunity to critique and challenge colonialism in our world.
I wanted to see myself represented in science fiction, but there were no stories about queer Fijian women flying spaceships. So I took Toni Morrison's advice. She said, if there's a book you want to read, but it has not been written, then you must write it. So I thought, I'll write that book that I want to read.
What sort of prompted your decision to leave law and go into writing?
Well, I've always been a writer, but it was kind of like a hobby, something I did on the side. And I didn't really get serious about writing until about 2009 when I enrolled to do a Masters of Creative Writing at Auckland University. Out of that course, I wrote a book of short stories called Black Ice Matter. They are stories with a focus on Pacific themes. And that book won in 2017, it won an award at the Occam New Zealand Book Awards for Best First Book of Fiction. That same year, I decided to start a PhD in creative writing. And so I tried to be a full-time barrister and a full-time PhD student for 1 year, and I realised it didn't work. One of them, I had to pick one. And I thought I could always go back to the law if I wanted to. So I decided to continue with my PhD in creative writing, and I closed my legal practice. And out of my PhD came my book, Naviro, which was published last year.
Could you tell us a little bit more about the story behind the novel?
Okay, the story is set hundreds of years in the future when space travel is happening and Pacific people end up in space because they're naturally very good navigators. It's a story about a young Fijian, Tongan, Majuran woman who flies into space to save her sister from a whirlpool. At the heart of the story are Pacific women.
So you mentioned a little bit the parallels between ocean and space, but that's a big theme that sort of emerges in your work?
Yes, I kind of use the metaphor of there being an ocean in space and a galaxy in the ocean, and that those two realms can be navigated using wayfinding techniques. Wayfinding and waka building have had this incredible resurgence. So I kind of look to that ability to revive and recover our cultural knowledge that may have been lost due to colonialism as one of the aspects of Pacifica futurism and one of the great things about science fiction, where you can use it as a tool to recover our ancient ancestral knowledge.
Science fiction and Pacific cultures are sort of an innovative mix. How did you end up bringing these two subject matters together?
Well, I am a real science fiction nerd. I grew up in the 1970s watching lots of science fiction on television, like Star Trek and The Land of the Giants and Lost in Space and Doctor Who and that sort of thing. My favourite was Star Trek, and I was a real fan of Lieutenant Uhura and Nichelle Nichols, who played her. Lieutenant Uhura was the only black woman on television at the time, and she was a communications officer on a spaceship, and she was in constant dialogue with Captain Kirk. It wasn't unusual for me to see a black woman and a white man in conversation because my mum is Fijian and my father is white. But I didn't see any other women of colour on television or anywhere else in cultural production at the time. It remains the case today that there's not much representation of us either on television or movies or books about science fiction in any case. And I wanted that to change. So when I enrolled to do a PhD in creative writing, I decided to write about science fiction and specifically science fiction from a Pacific Ocean point of view. And during my research, I discovered Afrofuturism and Indigenous futurism. And those kinds of genre written by Indigenous people inspired me to formulate a genre of science fiction fantasy, which I call Pacifica Futurism, which is basically science fiction fantasy written by Pacifica writers featuring Pacifica characters and culture.
What is your hope with the Pacifica Futurism genre? Are you looking to get more Pacifica writers interested? Are you hoping to inspire a new generation with an interest in science fiction and interest in space? What's the future looking like?
I think it's inevitable, really, that other Pacific writers will you know, because we all love, well, I don't know, I'm biased. I love science fiction, but, you know, lots of Pacific people love science fiction movies. And I just think, I hope, yeah, it inspires other Pacifica writers out there to write about science fiction from an Indigenous Pacific point of view.
Do you have any advice to aspiring Pacific authors?
Just write lots and have fun with it. Get your stories out there because we need more. We need to tell our own stories. We need to write ourselves into existence in these genres, in these canons.